Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
With Andre Schmidt's big kick yesterday, the big prevailing take was, oh, we owe Andre Schmidt an apology. Do you think we do?
I don't think I do. I think most of the rest of the city does.
Why don't you think you owe him an apology?
Because I came to the defense of Andre Schmidt when he missed his two
kicks. What was your defense? I don't recall this.
This was week one, saying the kid missed two kicks in his first NFL game. Maybe we should backpedal a little bit and realize there's not that many good kickers out there, and he might have just missed two kicks the way that every NFL kicker misses two kicks.
Yeah. Okay. So your excuse was, it's okay he's bad at his job.
For 1 week? Yeah, it is okay you're bad at your job for 1 week.
Hmm. Well, it affected the next week when they didn't kick certain field goal attempts because they were afraid of...
That's a Kevin Stefanski problem. That's not an Andre Schmidt problem.
Is it, though? I don't owe Andre Schmidt an apology.
In what way do you not? You literally called for his job, and
yes,
he won you the game
yes,
this week.
Yes, because he didn't do his job. You did your job this week. Thank you. We move on. The whole point of kicking is we live in the golden era of kickers. Kickers have never kicked longer field goals. They had to move the extra point back because extra points were too much money and too easy to do. And so this is the one position on the entire, well, one of like three positions in the entire team. It's a yes-no question, where context almost never matters. Did you make your kicks this week? Yes, you're a good kicker. No, get the hell out of here. Unless you are Justin Tucker or Harry Butker or any one of the kickers who've been in the NFL for 10 years or proven.
Level with Harrison Butker, huh?
No. His name's Harrison. I called him Harry. A lot of people named Harrison become... How is that personal?
Oh, I just say it was a nickname. You gave him a little nickname.
Yeah. Well, he's also very hairy. I don't know if you noticed that.
I have not noticed that.
He's got a very well-groomed beard. Kind of looks like a bit of a jerk. But no. But Harry Butker, unless you're one of those kickers, I am under no... I don't know what this nicey-nice crap is. Think of the kickers. Oh, it's a tough job. It's not a tough job. Might be hard to do, but it's not a tough job. It's a yes or no question. We can't do that with quarterbacks anymore. Well, it's not the quarterback's fault. It sucks. It's everybody else's fault. It's the head coach's fault. It's just that the other. It's not the defense's fault. They suck. No. Every other thing is up for debate now, except for kickers. Did you make your kicks? Nope. Cool. Have you made kicks before in the NFL? Nope. Cool. I was right to call for his ass 2 weeks ago. Now, kudos for him for withstanding the storm, because that's what it is to be a kicker in the damn NFL.
Okay, but your other options were, by the way, these are the legitimate kickers that are out on the market. It would be Cade York, Austin Seibert, I believe Greg Zuerlein and Greg Joseph are both available.
John Parker Romo, who got signed in Atlanta, who's actually done and won the job now. He was one of the guys. Yeah, the point is, Andre Schmidt wasn't anything as a like a prospect. He wasn't like one of the guys who went undrafted. I mean, I think he was in camp with the Bears, but never made it to the regular season. went to the UFL, didn't exactly light the world on fire in the UFL.
I think he was second in the running behind Brandon Aubrey. I think it was him and Brandon
so
Aubrey.
Second
neck and
best kicker in the UFL.
Okay, Brandon Aubrey is now a top kicker in the NFL.
In the UFL. If I'm going to take somebody from the UFL, you better be the best kicker from the UFL.
Okay, well, when the best kicker goes from being the best in the UFL to now being one of the best in the NFL.
What does that make you?
Not the best. Yeah, if you're a slightly behind Brandon Aubrey, which he was in that race.
Slightly behind.
Yeah, he was the second. I mean, there was literally a debate between Brandon Aubrey and Andre Schmidt that year.
I don't recall those debates on St. Louis Sports Talk.
That's because nobody's talking about St. Louis UFL football on Sports
Talk. Well, not now they're not.
Well, they probably, maybe they should have been. Maybe there should have been more hype for Andre Schmidt.
Sell me Andre Schmidt and why he deserves an apology.
Okay, go through and look at any kicker in their first year. You missed it. Phil Dawson, a kicker who is here for years and years. And yes, this is a different era, and kickers need to be, you know, more consistent from 40 yards and in. Absolutely. Missed two kicks in his rookie year from 30 to 39.
Yeah. That was also an expansion team with no threat to win. This is like the Browns brought Andre Schmidt in opposite of Dustin Hopkins.
He was also bad.
He was the threat. And then Andre Schmidt kind of won because Dustin Hopkins was that bad. So the idea that they would even have that kind of cling to him is insane. Like, we're at the point where, and listen, he made his kick. You're safe for now. But we're at the point where this kid has another bad game. We are right back to, you've missed more kicks than you've made. Maybe you should think about another career.
Yeah, that's fine. If you want to do that 6 weeks into the season and you have a sample size to do it, you missed an extra point and a bad 36-yard field goal.
Yeah.
It was bad. I don't defend the performance that he put out in week
Seems
one.
Seems like you're defending the performance he put out there in week one.
It's not good. He cost you the game. You would have won the game had Andre Schmidt made his kicks. It's also like, again, you look at every other position in the NFL. If they come out and have a bad game, nobody's saying cut Travis Hunter. And yes,
number two pick versus an undrafted free agent who is really, really quite okay in the UFL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
It's a little different.
You're being disingenuous on his UFL performance.
A little bit, on purpose.
Yeah, I can tell.
Dismissive, because he's a kicker. Like unless you are a highly rated prospect, like they were right to keep Cade York as long as they were, even if they took it to a ridiculous degree, they drafted him with a fourth round pick. Of course you thought he could be the next Justin Tucker. The 49ers kept Jake Moody around, who was as inconsistent as you could be. Had a lot of struggles. Why? He took him, I think, with a third round pick, which was even dumber. But because you thought he could be something, he's an undrafted free agent again from the UFL that you kind of had because you needed another kicker because, Dustin Hopkins was hurt and you thought, well, he'll just be here for a week? Like, I do think entry point matters. But I think, the Browns fans said 2 weeks ago was fair. Like, I don't owe you anything as a kicker. As a quarterback, I got to be patient. I do. I mean, because if you go somewhere else and all of a sudden you're the best quarterback in the game or a top 10 quarterback, it's the Baker thing all over. Same thing with running backs and linebackers and offensive linemen. But as a kicker.
We've had too many conversations over the past 3 years where we're talking about special teams and kickers can't make kicks. I mean, we were doing, 4 weeks of kicker radio during Cade York, and you have not found
anything.
So
we should be more beholden to a kid that wasn't even a big prospect coming out of school?
No, I'm just saying you move on from a guy. After one game, you haven't found the answer. It's not like you've found anything through cycling through 25 kickers, even for a small period. Like Dustin Hopkins was good for a year, and you threw him a contract and it didn't work. But you have not found an answer past Phil Dawson, while other teams, most of those teams since that time, have at least cycled to a kicker who has lived up to a multiple-year contract that they've played out.
216-474-0092. Do you owe, or do we owe, Andre Schmidt an apology? No, he missed his kicks, and we wanted him gone. Now he's made them, and we like Andre Schmidt. That's how it goes for every kicker in the NFL. Now, we weren't going to do this, but Steve in a car would like to give me my flowers. Steve, I am ready to receive my flowers. Happy Browns Victory Monday.
Happy Browns Victory Monday, Mr. Guarantee.
I mean, it's who I am. People are calling it. People are saying it about me. Who am I to say, no, that's not what you call me, because I did guarantee. I had two guarantees that the Browns would win.
I already feel like I shouldn't be in the room for this.
Yeah. I mean,
I already feel like I need a cigarette.
You had the chutzpah, and that's what I love about you, Nick. That's what I love about you.
Well, Steve, I accept these flowers. I think they smell lovely. And, I'm not going to say I'm going to guarantee a victory this week. That would be presumptuous. I have to figure out how I feel about it. But you know, the next time you hear a guarantee or two guarantees, you'll be able to take it to the bank there, friend.
Mr. Guarantee said so.
Happy Browns Victory Monday.
Yes, sir.
Steve there, give me my flowers. Did you guarantee a win on Sunday?
No, I didn't, and I feel okay about that.
Yeah?
Because in the ways in which I thought there was a pathway to winning the game, the Browns did not perform, and they went through a pathway that I did not see, so I feel okay that way.
I mean, I distinctly said the Browns will win on Sunday, and then they won.
Last I recall, you were like half backpedaling that guarantee, too.
No, I had two separate guarantees.
Can we get Marin on this? Can we get Jenkins on this? I almost remember you backpedaling that.
Well, I think your memory might be faulty. Kids your age like to drink a lot. I'm not saying that's what this is. I'm saying it could be a factor here.
I like how we go from my call of your guarantee to me being an alcoholic.
Your words, not mine. I would never guarantee that. However, I had two guarantees, both of them that the Browns were going to win, and the Browns won. Ergo, I didn't just guarantee one. I had two guarantees. Be right.
Jake, did he backpedal that guarantee last week?
He did backpedal it a little bit. I think we ended the segment with JP saying that both of his guarantees were invalid. Mm-hmm. Personally, I thought he took the one to the next level by guaranteeing a Browns win. No ifs about it. And I'll give him his flowers for guaranteeing the win when nobody else could.
All I hear is Nick Wilson guaranteeing a win.
You must have missed the beginning part of that where he said he backpedaled it a little bit.
I don't recall that. No.
Conveniently. Selective memory out of Nick Wilson.
I'm a large person. We don't backpedal well. I stood firm. I was like that guy with the sword in Game of Thrones. He's got the armies rushing at him, and I had the sword out. Ready to fall on the sword, if need be, for the city of Cleveland. You're welcome.
216. Your revisionist history.
Or are we outright lying? Can we want to start throwing that around?
No, I didn't say that.
You're just a little salty that you didn't guarantee a win.
I didn't want to guarantee it.
It's okay. You're right. No, you're right. Because you don't have the put them on the table. You know, that's what you're not going to do.
I'm okay with that from this week.
216-474-0092. Do we owe Andre Schmidt an apology? No. He's a kicker. Stop. A diabolical question about Cleveland sports over the weekend. A win and a coulda won in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Stop.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.